Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, Sam Crowley? Tremendous Tuesday to you. It is an amazing day. I'm waking up this morning, and I just want to share with you the miracles that have been happening in my life, and I want to spread the good news to you that your biggest miracle is on the way. Your biggest miracle is on the way. Last night was the very first night our baby girl slept without a ventilator, without the need of any kind of breathing assistance. Isn't that amazing? Praise God, man. It's just an amazing, amazing day. 2 years in the making. 2 years ago tomorrow, she was born. And that's what we're celebrating this week. The One More Breath journey, not about me, more about you. How to get through adversity, tips and tricks and steps and things that I've learned over the past 2 years that I didn't even think I had it in me to learn. And that's probably not a bad place to start. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley, your host. And not a bad place to start. Thinking when you just have learned just about every lesson life's going to throw your way as you get into your 40s and close to 50 years old, you got a lot more to learn. That's really the beauty, isn't it? Like, so much to learn. That's what got me going into the entrepreneurial world, is thinking, wow, okay, this whole corporate gig is really boring. Seems like every day is kind of the same thing. Let me go challenge myself, go learn some new things, how to shoot some video. I didn't know anything about shooting video. I mean, what did I know? I mean, like I said in my previous podcast, you go back and listen, I threw $25 to the guy who did the video at our church and said, hey, can you shoot an intro video for me? And there you go. April of 2007, went up my very first YouTube video. And it was actually pretty good. It was a landing page video introducing the Everyday Saturday website, which really didn't even have anything going on. It had this podcast. That was about it. But just threw myself into the fire, and that's the best way to learn, especially when you're going for it. Because if you think too much about what you're doing and where you're going, you're going to get paralyzed by fear. You're going to be like, hold on, wait a second. I don't have a safe, like, landing place. Yeah, it's okay. You'll figure it out. Build the parachute on the way down. You'll figure it out. I want to recognize some individuals this week as well, people who have actually gone for their dream. And it's not just about quitting your job, although this next email that I received, I'm going to read from an individual, a podcast listener who did quit their job. But I'm going to read another one this week from a lady who did not, but really has, I'm trying to think of the best word, challenged herself to grow and do things that she never thought in a million years that she would actually do. All because she found, you know, her Saturday, what it is, man. That's what it's about, man. Community, people, helping people. Jeremy, I don't want to use his last name because I don't have permission. So I am just going to say Jeremy sent me an email last week. Jeremy, number one, thank you so much for listening to the show. Number two, I emailed you back. I hope you got it. I replied to your email. And here's the message he sent me last week. Dear Sam, today I put my six-week notice in. I'm leaving my six-figure job and moving from Indiana to Tennessee. I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but deep down, I knew I was toast. That sounds like something I would say. I couldn't take it anymore. I listen to your show and love it. I will be exiting and nervous. It will be an exciting and nervous time for family. Your show will help me through it. Thanks, brother. Jeremy, thank you. I love those emails, those types of messages that come in. And they come in a lot, man. You know why? Because when you have an authentic message, just what I share with you every day. Not a lot of filter, not a lot of bells and whistles. We really get right to the message and get right to the point, because that's how, when I started listening to inspiration and motivation and things like that, I didn't want, you know, 4 minutes of an intro and then the person talking all about themselves and then promoting this and promoting that. By the way, I should probably put a plug in for the credit repair at some point again soon, right? CreditRepairFast.net, CreditRepairFast.net. As I'm saying, no promos, but this is good stuff, man. I've got access to now over $100,000 more of revolving credit that I'll be using. Look, took the summer off pretty much this year. Didn't work a tremendous amount. Gearing up for a big launch of the Everyday Saturday Academy. I know you probably heard about it back in April. Let me tell you, it is exploding onto the scene, coming very soon. So look for that. But when you got access to, you know, 100 grand in credit that you can use responsibly, never use credit irresponsibly, but to help you purchase software, get people paid, build out the launch, knowing that the revenue will come later, that's what credit's for. Couldn't have done it with a 670, 680, whatever it was, credit score, but now that it's 740, they're banging down my doors and giving me money, and they'll do the same for you. You got some late pays, collections, bankruptcies, whatever. Get it removed from your credit repair. CreditRepairFast.net. I use it. I've used it. It's amazing. Okay. Quickly, too. 30 days. And I sued a collection agency and got $1,000. Jeremy, you're awesome. You listening to the podcast. You, yes, you listening to this show. Let me tell you something. Find that courage. Just find it. Going through this one more breath journey with our daughter now off the ventilator. Let me tell you something. Man, well, we got that call from the pulmonologist yesterday. I recorded the show right after we got the call yesterday. And you can hear the excitement in my voice. Literally, I've got more bounce in my step today because now we can see she's got the surgery tomorrow to decide whether or not they're going to see if her airway, she needs reconstructive surgery. Our prayer is that she does not, because that prolongs this whole trach removal way longer. But man, I'll tell you, being in the game, just get in the game. You don't really have a lot of control over things like that, but when you have freedom and you have control over other things, at least you're not helpless, like we talked about yesterday on the show. Helpless and hopeless. When you've got freedom, when you've got the ability to make decisions that impact your family and you don't have to ask other people for permission, that's a special place to be. And Jeremy, what you're going to realize and everybody else is going to realize when you go for your dream. Look, here's a dude just quit a six-figure job and moving out of state at the same time. That's a lot. But he used the word exciting, all right? He used the word exciting. When was the last time you used the word exciting that was going on in the same sentence as your vocation, what you're doing for a living? When's the last time you described what you're doing as exciting? If you have not used that word in your business, it's time to get a new business, or at least do something different in your business, because there's no reason for it not to be exciting. You can do anything you want to do today. Anything you want to do. First thing you got to do is you got to wake up in a great mood and be in a state of gratitude that you actually had an opportunity to wake up. I know you got some bills to pay. I know you got some challenges, okay? But at least you got a chance. A lot of people don't get a chance to do that. At least you've got a chance. Give me a chance. Give me one in a million chance. Just give me any chance to have an exciting day. You hear that word? Exciting. Use that word at least 5 times today describing anything and just see the mood it puts you in. Man, I'm excited to work out today. What's it make you feel? As opposed to, oh man, I got to find time to work. Well, if you put it that way, it's going to suck. Not only just thinking about it, but actually the workout itself is going to be below average. Just, hey man, I'm excited to get to the gym today. Hey, I'm excited to meet you. I had an amazing meeting yesterday at Starbucks, 3 o'clock with a buddy of mine I haven't seen in forever. Getting reengaged in the church, and he's a pastor there. We had a really deep, great conversation, and it was just awesome. And I was excited to go to Starbucks yesterday at 3 o'clock. I was excited to record those 4 podcasts yesterday, and I'm excited to record more today. See, when you keep using that word over and over and over again, it changes your state. It's impossible not to. It's like, try to be depressed and look in the mirror and smile. Would you do that today? Would you try to get yourself in a bad mood, look in the mirror, and then put a big toothy grin like you ate a banana sideways and just look in the mirror and smile ear to ear? You can't stay in a bad mood. You just can't do it. You can try. I have a lot of people try, but you can't do it. It's impossible to be depressed and happy at the same time. You can't do it. Use that word excited. When Jeremy put that in the email, I was like, yeah, he gets it. And you'll get it. I was excited to quit my job. Did that mean that I was looking at every day being perfect? No, that's a big difference. I want excitement back in my life. Oh, my God. I just want excitement back in my life. That's all we want. Good Lord. Give me some of that. If I had a bottle of a drink, a bottled drink called excitement, would you drink it? Hey, here's a bottle of excitement. You want some? Well, of course you would. Well, you got it, man. You got that bottle right there with you. Let's pop that baby open. Pop that baby open. Let's drink. You're going to share a bottle. Let's share a toast to Jeremy and everybody else that's going for the dream today. Crack open that bottle of excitement and take a drink, man. It's awesome. Today's awesome. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.